You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. This podcast is going to be on Hubital Game Pack number 2. This game pack, I'm going to review and do a tutorial on Blackjack and Trivia Trail. So if those two games you like to be interested in, learn how to use it or just simply listen, this podcast is for you. Now, if you have not heard my original Hubital overview podcast, be sure to check that out. That is the first podcast in line, followed by the different game packs to go over the different games. So once again, this is Blackjack and Trivia Trail. And without further ado, let's go listen to the games and how they are played. In this tutorial, I'm going to teach you how to play the Blackjack game.
Blackjack button. Simple and fun blackjack game. Also learn to count cards.
That's right. This is a typical blackjack game. It's a 21 game. And so we're going to double tap here and open up blackjack.
Blackjack. Close button.
As you can hear that cute screen. Little fireworks for the blackjack, we are given the option of the close button. The close button is located at the top left. If you double tap on that, that'll take you back to the game menu where we were just at with the list of games you can pick from. So to go back, just double tap that. Now at the top right, as I swipe to the right.
Help button. How to play this game.
That's right. This is the easy way to go and double tap. If you're a new person and never played blackjack before, you can double tap on this and to find out the information how to play the game. And even for people that do know how to play blackjack, it might have some useful information within that. Okay. Between this basic tutorial that I'm doing, along with the help, it should give you enough information how to play blackjack. As I got to the right,
play blackjack button. Play this game.
If you are eager and ready to jump in to play blackjack, you can do so just doing a one-finger double tap and just go right at it. But before we do that, there are some useful information down below for some people that would like to keep track of their information. I'm going to show you what I mean. I'm going to go to the right.
Hands 1, 11.
Okay. First, it's going to tell me I have won 11 hands.
Hands lost, 22.
Ooh, not a good track record, right? So I lost 22 hands. So I'm about 50% there. And so that is your hand win and losses you've done so far.
Selected. Daily leaders. Button.
Okay.
1 of 2.
So we have two options here. We can see today's leaders for blackjack. And then to the right of this,
all time. Button.
You can see the all-time leaders. Let's just see how many people we got here for today. I'll just show you a few here.
Just underscore the RPIPK, 17.
Okay, so this person won 17 hands today, so he's in the top leader here.
Guest underscore 98 is 0F, 9.
9?
Missy JP, 3.
Okay, so you get an idea, so you can come back and see where you rank in the daily leaders. So if you're interested in that, you can come back and try to beat these people, and you can keep up with the leaders. Now let's, for fun and giggles, let's go back to the all-time leaders, so go to left.
Guest underscore 90, guest underscore the all-time button.
Okay,
two of
double
two.
Tap.
Selected.
All-time.
Show all-time leaders.
Go to the right.
1. Sam J. 92 blackjacks. 777 wins. 867 losses. 155 draws.
Okay. So as you can hear, it gives you a lot more information. So it breaks down how many different kind of hands this person won in blackjack. So I got blackjack, win, loss, and draw. So those are the numbers for this person. So that person currently at this podcast is number 1. Let's try the next one.
2. Damien Shoney, 88 blackjacks, 656 wins, 791 losses, 121 draws.
Excellent. So that gives you an idea how this works, and you can see the leaderboards. So that's for anybody that's interested in that. I'm going to go to the top left.
Close button.
And that's where the
return
close
to game
button
screen.
Is. I'm going to go to the right.
Help button.
One more.
Play blackjack button. Play this game.
All right. Let's go ahead and play this game. So we'll just do a one-finger double tap.
Play blackjack. Let's play some blackjack.
Excellent. All right. I'm going to show you the screen first.
Button.
And
adds
that way
combat.
You get an idea how this all works. The close button is at the top left. Okay. And as I swipe to the right.
Bet 5 button.
All right. Actually, it's going to highlight, it's going to take you right down to the bet level. This is the number of coins that you want to bet. So you have to place a bet down before you can play the game. And we'll get back to this. I want to show you the screen first before we get to that. Okay, so go to the top left.
Close button.
There's the close, as I mentioned before. And go to the right.
3,038.
Okay.
Your current gold balance.
That's my current gold balance. So if you're keeping track of that, you can do that.
Help button.
There's the help button at the top right-hand corner. Okay, go to the right.
Count.
Count.
Card count.
This is a pretty cool nifty feature. Now, you have to have, oh my goodness, I'll go ahead and double tap this and I'll show you. If you are one of those sleuth and have this brain power to be able to count, you probably have heard some of these people where they can count the cards and they can determine what their odds are and being able to get a good hand that's going to win and lose. Yep. Brilliant people will be able to do this, and you can do that here. It will teach you how to count and be able to teach you how to count the deck so you can get the odds to be in your favor. If I double tap this, it's going to give you me a warning because I'll show you.
Alert. Counting cards. To enable card counting, you must have at least 5,000 gold. Keep playing.
So I have to get 5,000 gold before I can be able to start counting. So you got to keep winning until you get to 5,000 gold level, and then you can come back and you can start learning how to count the deck.
What is card counting button?
And you can double tap that to give you more information about what the card counting is.
Okay button.
And there's the okay. Double tap.
Close button.
All right, so close, let's go back to where we were.
3,030 help button. Count. Count cards button.
Mm-hmm. The count cards is the same thing. You can count cards.
Alert. Counting cards.
Mm-hmm.
To enable card counting, you must have at least 5,000 gold.
All right. Again, you got to have 5,000 for this.
What is card counting
button? It's the same thing for the area as I mentioned about the count.
Okay. Button.
All right.
Close.
Button. Now, what can you
close
do? Oh, well, no problem. I'll show you.
3,000. Help. Count. Count cards. But deck.
Cards you can see how many cards are left in your deck. So if you double tap this.
Deck 52.
If you want to keep watch this so you can see how many cards are left so you can just keep in your mind what is going on. That is going to help you count the cards. But without the help above, you'll have to do this the hard way until you get to the 5,000. So that's for the hardcore blackjack player. So that option is there for you. Now for us basic and novice user, we don't have to deal with that at all. If you're not interested, fine. Just don't look at that area. Okay, as I swipe to the right.
Deck count button.
Uh-huh.
Dealer.
Dealer is going to show me my dealer hands. Right now, we have not dealt anything. It's not going to show anything, so I go to the right.
Zero.
It doesn't show anything there.
Clear button.
And then you get to clear.
Reset to one.
And go to the right.
My score, zero.
Mm-hmm.
Bet one button.
All right.
Adds one to current bet.
I'm going to add one to the current bet, so I'll put double tap this.
Bet one. Bet is one.
Now, remember, when you open up the game, it takes you right to the bet of one. Just double tap that, and as you swipe to the right,
bet five.
You button. Can hear the other
adds five to current bet.
Bets you can put down. Five.
Bet 25. Button.
25.
Bet 100. Button.
100.
Deal. Button.
And then we got the
deal. Cards.
Now, there's more cards past this. As we play, we're going to show you those buttons to the right of this. I'm not going to do that quite yet because I want to show you, give the location of the deal button. The deal button is at the bottom right hand corner. So that way you know where the deal button is, and you can just go to the bottom right, find the deal button, and double tap, and away we go. Let's go ahead and do that. We're going to start counting here, and we're going to see what we get. We'll see what we get dealt with. Now remember, blackjack, the game, the idea of the game is to get as close to 21 as you can. Remember, each the face value on the card represents something different. So, obviously, 2 through 9, those are face values. So, those are 9, 8, 7, 6 points each. Let's see. We got Jack, which is a 10. And then we have the Queen and the King. Those are worth 10. And then we have the Ace. That is can be worth 11 or 1. And that's will be self-explanatory as you play the game. So I'm going to go ahead and double-tap the deal here.
Betting 1, 2, 3, ace, face down. You have 13. Dealer is showing a 3.
Okay.
Hit button.
Now, it
Take
takes me
card.
Right to the hit. I have 13. Now, if you're really curious, now the voiceover does a tremendous amount of great job. It tells me exactly what I got without having to look at the cards. This is, makes it so simple for people that have never played this, and you don't have to see the cards yourself. But if you want to, you can go see the cards by tapping towards the center. Let's find it.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Face down.
Okay. Here we go. This is the dealer.
Three. Deck count. Button.
All right. I'm going to go to the right.
Three. Face down.
There's the dealers. He has a three showing and a card showing down. Obviously, he's hiding something behind that. You can't see that. That is normal in blackjack. So he has three. So we know he got 3 points there. Now, I know I have 13. So let's go to the right and I'll show you that.
Two.
There's two.
Ace.
And an ace. Okay, so that's 13. The two and an ace, it gives you 13 points. All right, let's go and find that deal button.
Stay button.
There's the stay.
Hit button.
Okay.
Deal.
Dim. Here's that button. Deal button.
Deal
now,
to coins.
The right of this is what I was talking about.
Hit button.
You have the hit option.
Take another card.
That means to pick another card. And then to the right of this
stay button.
Is your stay. That means I want to stay put. I want to hit because my rule of thumb, if I have 13, I'm going to go ahead and do a hit. So let's go to the left.
Hit button.
Double tap
take
this.
Take another card. Hit. Dim. Your score is 19.
Okay. I have 19. That is really close to 21. I want to stay. I'm going to go to the right.
Stay button.
It goes straight to the stay. Otherwise, it focuses right back on the hit button. I don't want any more cards. I want to stay. Double tap.
Dealer's whole card is a 7. Dealer score is 15. Dealer score is 19.
Oh.
It's a push 19 to 19.
Ah, we got a draw. And when you get a draw, you get nothing. You get buckets. You don't get anything, and you just got to keep playing.
Current bet is 1.
All right, so current bet is still at 1. Let's go to the deal.
My score, 19.
Okay.
Deal button.
There it is. Double
deal
tap.
Deal cards. Betting 1. 10, 4, king. Face down, you have 20. Dealer is showing a 4.
Ooh, I have 20. That's pretty good.
Button.
I'm going to stay.
Take another card.
I'm going to go to the right.
Stay.
Stay.
Button.
Double tap.
Dealer's whole card is a 2. Set. Dealer score is 12. Okay. Dealer score is 22. 20 to 22. You win 1 gold.
Bingo. I won a game. I got 1 coin here. He got 22. He busts. He went over. And that is it for him. All right. So that is the game of blackjack. Remember, at the top left is your close button. And that is
close
how you can
game.
Exit out of the blackjack game.
Close button.
And this gets you back
return
to the main
screen.
Menu where you show the leaders and etc. And above that is another close, and that takes you back out to the game menu. This is a tutorial on Trivia Trail.
Trivia Trail button. Trivia question game.
Okay, so as you got here, this is a trivia game. For those that love trivia questions, you're going to love this game. So let's just do a one-finger double tap to open Trivia Trail.
Close button.
And as you can hear, it takes you to the back button, which is at the top left-hand corner. That will take you back to the game menu where you were just at, where you can select from a variety of set of games. So that is at the top left-hand corner. Now, if I swipe to the right,
help button,
you were
how to play this game.
Get to the help button, and that is at the top right-hand corner. Now, between the demonstration that I'm going to give you through here, plus the ability to go through the help button here, this is a great place for people who have never played this game and want to get just a few information about how to play the Trivia Trail. This is a great way of doing that. But between this demonstration and the help button, it should get you by so you can be able to play Trivia Trail. Now, as I swipe to the right,
play Trivia Trail button. Play this game.
If you're eager and you're ready to jump in and want to play some trivia, you can just go ahead and double tap that and go. But before we do that, I'm going to show you what else is on the screen. For some people, they might like this option and find out what other things you can do on this. As I swipe to the right.
Correct answers, 80.
So I have correctly identified 80 questions so far. And if you go to the right.
Level 2.
I'm on level 2. So it tells you how many levels you have completed. So obviously I have just started and I've only done 2 levels. but obviously I redone some of the questions over again. And I'll explain why that is, and you'll see why you'll have a number of answers corrected, because I end up having to redo it. But we'll get to that in a few. So as I swipe to the right.
Selected. Daily leaders. Button. One of two.
Okay, so we have two items here. We have the daily leaders, and then we have the all-time leaders. So if you want to see the leaders for the day, you just swipe to the right here.
All-time. Button.
Two and one more to the right.
Abby Hips, 100.
So this person identified 100 correct answers.
Danielle Kuhn, 50.
50.
Jack Marshall, 38.
And 38. Those are just some examples. Now, if you want to see the all-time high leaders, you can just swipe back to the left.
Danielle Kuhn, Abby Hips, all-time. Button, two of
double
two.
Double tap this.
Selected, showing all-time leaders.
Okay, and now we'll go to the right.
1, Dereva, level 100, 949 correct answers, 372 wrong answers.
So it gives a lot more detail, so we get the levels, the wins, and the loss. So that is something that you can kind of go through and see how all everybody is doing in the leaders category. I'm going to go back to the top left.
Close. Button.
Where the close button
return
is.
Return to game screen.
I'm not going to return to the game screen, but I am going to just swipe to the right.
Help. Button.
Okay.
How to play
one
this
more
game.
To the right.
Play Trivia Trail. Button.
Okay.
Play this game.
Now, before I get into this, Trivia Trail is basically this. You are going to be given 10 questions, and you have to answer those 10 questions correctly in 50 seconds. That's correct. You heard that right. 50 seconds to get all 10 answers correct. Here's the deal. If you ever make a mistake, you have to redo the questions over again. So if I got the first, say, the fifth questions right, and I'm on my sixth one, and I miss it, guess what? You go back to question number one, and you have to start all over. And no, the time does not get reset. You'll just start ticking down. And so that explains why I have done this several times to try to get through it, because it's very challenging, and sometimes it can be pretty difficult, but it is possible. You got to be quick at it. And plus, I'm going to show you some of the power-ups that you can use that will help you get that level completed and moved on. All right, so without further ado, let's go do a one-finger double tap here.
Level map. Close.
Okay.
Button. Double tap to select.
Obviously, we got the level map here, and that is the close button. If you want to go back out, you just double tap that, and that goes back out. Now, a word of warning, I want to tell you about the voiceover user. They use a special kind of a screen that you will not be able to use a voiceover gestures, as in the rotors or anything like that. This thing will only respond to left, right, up, and down. Up and down will only work in certain areas. So if you're a touch explorer and you want to touch around the screen, you're going to be a hit miss to be able to find what you want. And that is pretty similar to some of the other games that is available on HueBoodle. So left, right, up, down, and certain areas. So I'm going to go to the right.
3,106. Gold balance.
Okay, that's my current gold balance. And so I go to the right.
Settings. Button.
They have a
double
settings. I will go in there quickly. There's not much in here. I didn't change anything, but I will show you what's in there. So if you go to the right.
Wheel of Fortune. Button.
Now.
Spin wheel to win gold.
That's right. This is a cool option. This is a great way to win some golds. Obviously, all the games, you have to use your coins. And you can win back coins playing the Wheel of Fortune. This is probably one of my favorite as well in trying to win gold easily. And this is built in into the Trivia Trail. And a lot of people probably won't even know about that unless they've actually came into the game and found that. And we will play that in a few minutes as well. I'm going to go to the right.
Levels 1 through 10. Level 1.
Okay.
Swipe up or down to quickly jump between levels.
As you can hear, now there's like 100 level here. And I'm on level 1. Now, listen to when I go to the right.
2. Button.
There's 2.
Double tap to select.
Mm-hmm. Go to the right.
3. Disabled.
All right. It's disabled.
Double tap to select.
That level is disabled because I have not completed level 2 trivia questions. Once you have achieve the 10 questions within 50 seconds, and you will complete that level, and you'll be able to move on to the next level. And there are many, many levels, as you can just go left and right to go to the different levels, but you have to go in increments, so you can't skip around. You have to complete that level in order to get to the next level. I'm going to go to the right.
Four.
Disabled. There's four.
Five.
Disabled. There's five.
Button.
Now, remember,
double tap to select.
When I was telling you about the up, down, well, if you do down, you'll go to the next range of tens. So I'll give you an example. That was 1 through 10.
11 through 20. Level 11.
Okay. That's disabled. 11 through
button.
20.
Levels 21 through 30. Level
mm-hmm.
20. Levels 31 through 40. Levels 41 through 50. Levels 51 through 60.
I'm level just 51. Swiping down.
Disabled. Level 61 through 70. 61. Level 71 through 80. Levels 81 through 90. Levels 91 through 100. 91.
And it goes all the way up to 100. Now to go back up, you just swipe up.
Levels 81 through 90. Levels 71 through 80. Levels 61 through 70. Levels 51 through 60. Levels 41 through 50. Levels 31 through 40. Levels 21 through 30. 11 through 20. Level 11. Levels 1 through 10. Level
and then we're back.
Button.
Okay. If I go up one more time, it will take me.
Level map. Close.
All the way back up to the top where the close is. Now I'm going to swipe right to the settings.
3106. Settings.
Double tap that.
Double tap to select. Settings.
Okay. Now, within the settings, there's a couple options here for you to consider.
Close.
Button. There's a close button,
double
obviously.
Tap to select. How to play. Button.
This is how to play. If you want more information about how to play Trivia Trail and all the options within it, go look at that.
Power-ups.
The power-ups are the different various things you can do during the game. For example, you can have it remove 3 questions, or you can have it remove 5 questions, or you can extend the time. There's all sorts of different options, and yes, it's going to cost you coins in order to use it. All right, so that is what the power-ups is for.
Toggle music. Button.
Yes.
Double tap to select.
The toggle music is exactly as that. The toggle music is turned off here. Now, if I were to double tap this, and if you like to have music during the background as you're doing the trivia, for some people, they like a little music going on as they're thinking. Sometimes it helps your concentration. And for others, it may be a distraction, and they wanted to have that off. I'll give you a kind of a sample what the sound is. I'm going to have to turn this off during the tutorial because simply it is kind of distracting from the tutorial itself. So I'm doing one finger double tap, and there's your music. So you would hear this as you just swipe around.
Power ups, toggle music, toggle music.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and double tap this, and that turns it off. All right, so let's go to the back here.
Toggle music, power ups, how to play, close.
There it is.
Button. Double tap to select.
I'm going
to
go ahead and get out of this.
Settings.
And button. Then we're back into
double
the screen where we were before. And I go to the right.
Wheel of Fortune.
All button. Right.
Spin wheel to win gold.
Before we will do Trivia Trail, I'm going to show you the Wheel of Fortune. This is, you can spin coins, or I should say, you will bet your coin and spin this wheel so you can get different various prizes. I think it's up to 12 coins at the maximum, but we will listen to that. So let's go ahead and do a one finger double tap.
Wheel of Fortune, close.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
Obviously, if you hit this close, it'll take you back out and go to the right.
Spin the wheel for a chance to win 12 gold. Cost is 2 gold.
Okay. So as you can hear, it costs you 2 coins to spin for 12 possible points back. So that is how that works.
3,106. Gold balance.
That tells me my gold balance as I swipe to the right.
Spin the wheel. 2 gold.
Button. All right. If you're double ready to spin the wheel, you just double tap and go. Let's go ahead and double tap that so you can hear it. I'll do it a couple of times so you can get an idea how this works. All right. Here we go.
Spin the wheel. You won 2 gold.
Okay. I broke even because you put 2 coins in. And I got 2 coins back. I'm going to do it one more time. Double tap.
Spin wheel. 0 coins.
Oh, I bust. I lost 2 coins. Okay. One more time.
Spin wheel. You won 3 gold.
Hey, I got 1 extra coin, so I put 2 coins in and 3 coins back. So I got 1 coin ahead. So I gained 1 coin. This is a great way to earn coins. It's kind of fun. I like it. It's just random. There's no thinking about it, no skills or luck, or I'd say it is luck, but no skills involved. You just double tap and go. All right, let's go back to the close. I'm going to go to the left.
3,100. Spin the wheel for a chance. Close. But wheel of fortune. Button.
Okay, let's go down to the levels here as I swipe to the right.
Levels 1 through 10. Level 1, 2.
But let's go to level 1. Button. We'll just do the very first level. And now, once you double tap this, the game is starts. It starts automatically, and you have 50 seconds to answer. So I'm going to show you just how the questions work. It's going to tell me the question, and then it's going to be a multiple choices with 4 answers. You have to pick the right one, and if you get it correctly, it'll make a chime, and then you go to the next question. I'll try to do this a few, and then I'll let it time out if I don't get far enough, and then I'll come back and play with showing you how you can use the power-ups. So let's do a 1-finger double tap. And to listen to the questions, you just let it read the question to you, and then you can flick left and right to go through the 4 different answers. So you'll first have to go to the right to hear all the answers. If you need to go back left thinking that's the one you want, and once you find the answer that you think is correct, you just do a 1-finger double tap, and then you go on to the next question. All right, so here we go. 1-finger double tap.
Shield. 5. Next question. What is a popular 1990s slang for very short cutoff jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Short shorts, rompers, hot pants, Daisy Dukes.
Okay.
Daisy Dukes.
It's Daisy
double
Dukes.
Double tap to select.
Double tap.
Next question. What is the name of the character that can be used in place of the word in?
Okay. Period,
comma, tilde, ampersand, ampersand.
I'm going to put ampersand.
Next question. The anniversary of the death of what magician is recognized as National Magic Day in the U.S.? Harry Blackstone, Howard Thurston, Dugernan, Harry Houdini.
Harry Houdini.
Harry Houdini. 30 double seconds. Tap. Next question. What kind of sauce is served on Eggs Benedict? Pan sauce. Holland. 30 seconds. Norman sauce. Tomato sauce. Tomato sauce. Norman sauce.
Let's go back.
Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise sauce.
Double tap to select.
Okay.
Next question. From what language did English borrow the word hula? Polynesian, Spanish, French, Hawaiian.
That sounds Hawaiian to me.
Hawaiian, Spanish.
No.
French, Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Double tap to select. Next question. In a game of basketball, how many players are on the court at one time?
Oh.
6, 10, 8, 12.
Let's see here.
12. Double 8. Double 10. Double tap to select.
Try 10.
Next question. Who is Ali G? Sasha Baron Cohen, Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, Peter Sellers.
I'm not sure.
Peter Sellers. Time ran out. You lose.
See how challenging that could be? I thought I was going pretty quick, but you got to go really, really super fast. Oh my goodness, you're thinking to yourself, there's no way. Yes, there is. Once you get to know all the answers, and if you do it wrong, like I said, it's going to come back to the very first question, and you have to do it all over. Really, essentially, by that point, I just like, just let it go, and time goes out. Now, there are some power-ups, but I'll show you that in a few. Now, if I go to the right.
Back to level map.
We can go back to the level map if you want to go back to that page. And if I go to the right.
Retry level. Button.
You can retry this all over again.
Retry level.
Okay. Button. So, I'm going to do it this time. And this time, when it reads the question, I'm going to swipe up, and you're going to see the various power-ups that you can use for X number of coins. I'm going to do, I think it's called block, and that's going to remove 5 questions. That's going to help me a lot right there. So, let's double tap here, and let's try this again.
Shield. Next question.
Okay,
what is a
go up.
1990s? Shield. 5 gold.
Okay, button. Shield. That's the one.
Delete
double tap.
5 questions. Next question. In a game of basketball, how many players are on the court at one time?
10.
8. 10.
Okay.
12. Next question.
Oh.
In a game of basketball, how many players are on the court? 8. 10. Next question. Who is Ali G? Will Ferrell. Sacha Baron Cohen. Next question. Where does Harry Potter have a lightning-shaped scar? Stomach. Hand. Neck. Forehead. Neck. Neck. Forehead. Next question. What is James P. Sullivan's nickname in the movie Monsters, Inc.? George. Sully. Next question. The eggs of what sturgeon are the preferred form of caviar? Kaluga. Beluga. Ace pincer. Bester. Bester. Ace pincer. Beluga. Kaluga. The eggs of what sturgeon are the preferred? Kaluga. Beluga. 30 seconds.
Boom.
Gain one coin.
See, I went really fast because I've been through this before, and you have to go really fast. And once you get the hang of it, I don't even let it bother telling me what the answers are. I just listen to the question, and then I start swiping to the right very quickly, and that way it get through it much faster and quicker. So that's my advice. You just got to do it a couple times. You may have to use a power-up, and like I mentioned before, there are various power-ups. You try them all. You can eliminate the three for less questions, less coins. Because that shield, that was a big one, because that cost me 5 coins. That's a lot of coin. And so if you tried to remove the last three or 50-50, something like that, that's going to cost less coins. So it might be able to help you speed up a little faster for you. So those are all the different options for the trivia trail. And obviously, if you want to go back out here, I'll just go to the right.
3,101.
Uh-huh.
Gold settings.
All right, so I'm back out.
Wheel of Fortune.
And then you can go back to the Wheel of Fortune or to the various different levels of the trivia that you're ready to move on to. So that's the tutorial for Trivia Trail. Okay, so that is the two games that I wanted to put out for you to listen for review and tutorials on those games. I hope that you find that useful and informative. It is great to have Hubital, and I hope you enjoy the games as much as I do. All right, I am Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until I talk to you guys later, next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.